Hello, and welcome to the Agrumi Chelsea Flower Show stand. Agrumi is the Italian word meaning citrus. The word topiary derives from Latin meaning landscape or gardener. Topiary is the horticultural art of clipping and training shrubs or trees into ornamental shapes and sculptures. There is a long history of using topiary in Europe, for example Italy, particularly the Tuscan area around the medieval city of Lucca. Agrumi is a specialist bespoke topiary company based in the New Forest. Topiary can be fashioned out of many materials, traditionally an evergreen plant called Buxus sempervirens, known as common box, has been used. However, there have been problems associated with this plant. These problems include box blight, which is the common name for the wonderful Latin name of Cylindrocladium buxicola. Box blight is an airborne fungal disease. Another problem, which has been increasing recently, is the pest known as box tree caterpillar. It is the caterpillar stage of the moth Cydalima perspectalis, which causes the problems, making substantial damage to plants and is notable for its characteristic webbing. Agrumi has been working with the Royal Horticultural Society in its recent campaign called Out of the Box. This initiative tries to publicise the problems with box plants and promote alternatives. Here at Agrumi, we use Ligustrum delaveyanum, known as box leaved privet, to create large sculptures. This box leaved privet has leaves very similar to the traditional box plants. It is a great alternative to box, as it is not susceptible to either box blight or box tree caterpillar. We use a technique called grafting to fuse the rootstock of one variety of box leaved privet, Ligustrum japonicum, with a scion, Ligustrum delaveyanum. First, we take a japonicum plant and remove all the top growth. This gives us the rootstock. We then take a delaveyanum plant and remove the roots. This gives us the scion. With the remaining parts of the plants, we slice in such a way to connect the cut edges of each plant to create a new plant. The cuts in the plants must be smooth and straight, about 2.5 to 5 centimetres long, and cut on an angle to enable the two bark plants to abut one another smoothly. A tongue is then cut into each of the surfaces to further bind the two plants together. This union is then bound together tightly to prevent drying at the union site. This plant will have the strong root system of the japonicum, with the upright and dense and small leaf growth of delaveyanum. Agrumi has created a display using the beautiful New Forest as inspiration. The New Forest was established as a royal hunting ground by William I, known as William the Conqueror, in 1079. It consists of 566 square kilometres of diverse landscape. There are enclosures used for commercial production of timber, open heathlands, ancient and ornamental woods, rivers, and the salt marshes of the Boulder foreshore. It is the most complete heathland landscape in the land due to its large extent. The landscape is moulded by human history, but the landscape remains wild in character. Beech and oak trees predominate, with birch, alder, willows and hollies, as well as plantation conifers and some ornamental plantings, including monkey puzzle trees. There is a great wildlife diversity on the forest, and it is internationally recognised to be an important ecosystem. The forest is managed through an ancient system of laws and a system of commoning, which enables commoners to graze certain animals on the forest. These animals are New Forest ponies, cattle, sheep, and in the panage season, which is when acorns fall, pigs. You may well ask, what is a commoner? In common parlance, a commoner is someone who is not of the nobility. However, in the New Forest, a commoner is a person who not only holds common rights, but also uses them. Common rights include being able to put animals on the forest. Being a commoner is transferred through property, and there is a list of properties that could exercise these rights. Now on to a bit of information about how we construct our topiary sculptures. As already stated, Agrumi are specialist bespoke topiary makers. We use various methods of construction. Under the foliage of many of Agrumi's Ligustrum Delaveanum plant structures, there is an armature frame. This is metal and hand manipulated into shape and welded to form Agrumi or customer's designs. After having made the woven armature structure, the rootstocks of the carefully selected plants are secured into place at the base of the sculpture, and the main stems start off loosely wound around the framework. Each branch is then carefully woven around the armature, and the foliage grows to cover the entire design. Once Agrumi has made the sculpture, the Ligustrum Delaveanum plants require a growing season or two to fully green up. This is when the leaves fill out the sculpture and the surface appears fluffy with foliage. The plants often green up at differing rates. The last bit to green up is on the woody parts, such as the legs on a sculpture of a stag. Agrumi also make topia grown within the armature. Here the armature is positioned over an existing plant, which then grows up through the framework and is cut to shape. Luigi, our principal sculptor, is also proficient at freehand topiary, using hand tools to sculpt shapes from established plants such as Baxis baccata, commonly known as yew. The armature sculptures can be used without adding the plants, and the attractive welded structure is exposed. I will now describe our display here at Chelsea Flower Show, starting at the left-hand side of the display. In the background, there is a wonderful, dramatic forest scene, blue sky with clouds at the top of the picture, leading down to a green stripe of trees in the distance, silhouetted against the sky, and the whole of the foreground taken up with the soft pink, purple and mauve colours of a sea of flowering heather plants. Mainly the later flowering ling or coluna, the earlier flowering erica or heath, having finished flowering earlier in the summer. The sculptures are as follows, all created using the armature and ligustrum construction. At the far left there is a large red deer stag made of ligustrum over a metal armature. This faces the edge of the display. It has large antlers and an erect head surveying the scene. This is followed by a red deer hind grazing, again of green armature construction. There is also a large green armature sheep to the rear of the display. These large sculptures are behind a group of four armature sheep grazing, all with erect heads. Four green geese look to be waddling through the scene, and a pair of armature boxing hares frame a collection of old gnarled oak branches to represent a dead tree rising out of this scene, on top of which is a large eagle with wings spread and head and beak facing down in a stance resembling an eagle about to pounce on its prey beneath. The eagle is the central figure, again in green armature. And another four green geese and an armature goose continue the line of geese to the right of the eagle. A green small pig is rooting around for acorns, and four green toadstools symbolise the amazing mycological diversity of the forest. Three large New Forest ponies complete the background animals. One is grazing and the others stand with pricked ears, alert to the sights and sounds surrounding them. To the fore are two armature dogs enjoying the forest and another armature rooting pig happy in the leaves. The floor of the whole design is covered in shredded bark. Erected around the edge of the platform is a lectern, 40 centimetres tall and at a 45-degree angle, displaying much of the information that has been related to you here, along with some pictures of the forest. Our other demonstration stand is on the left-hand side of the path. There, four small-armed horses, sculpted to replicate jumping horses, grace the four corners. In the centre, Luigi, our principal topiary sculptor, will be creating a large jumping horse similar to the small corner models on Monday, and also showing his skills at hand sculpting at various times throughout the week. Please ask for details if you're interested. Luigi would be very happy to talk about his work. The large jumping horse will remain in place throughout the week. We hope this introduction to topiary, grafting, box plants and agrumi has been useful. Agrumi can supply most shapes and sizes of topiary, ranging from cones and balls to large sculptures of animals. The only limits are the imagination. The display is behind a roped-off area. Please ask a member of staff if you would like to feel the exhibits. Thank you for visiting Agrumi today and showing interest in our display. Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.